Well, hello everybody. Welcome in. We're doing a PNTT Championship pregame press conference here. Question interview with Coach Future Star. Coach, how you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself, Coach?
Not too bad. So I think this is your second podcast for being in the championship. I think you lost to me back.
Yeah,
in the
we
day.
Lost to you guys back when we had like our big 1-1 class that actually won an NTT, but we couldn't win the PNTT and beat you guys.
Yep. But hey, you're here. So that's awesome. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. You guys are the most accomplished team to not win a PNTT championship. So I don't know if you're happy about that or not too
I don't
happy
know.
About
yeah, it.
It
goes, yeah, just I guess a little good and a little bad. Yeah, I knew we hadn't had much luck in this tournament for, I mean, not only have we, like, we made the one title game the 1 year, but it seems like we never even go very far. We either don't make it to the playoffs or we lose in the first round most of the time, it seems like. So this is a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, so you've played in all 19 PNTTs, and you've been in 10 playoffs. You've okay. won 10 games and lost 9. So
in the playoffs? Okay, that sounds better.
Yeah, and if you're going by point differential, you are third overall.
All right.
And you have the third amount, most of the wins behind me in Ann Arbor. So margin of victory and wins. It's Ann Arbor, Nashville, you guys.
All right. So, well, yeah, I mean, like, you know, we've had some good teams in the past, but we've never been able to win this. And so this is kind of unexpected this year because I think we've had a lot better teams, you know, in previous tournaments, but we're never even close to what we did this season.
Well, here you are. So you kind of had an up and down PNTT regular season. You went 4-2. Man, I can't remember. Did you win your group or not? Do you remember?
I don't think so. I think we lost on point, maybe on point differential.
Boise
won to Boise. Yeah. Although we beat Boise, but yeah, we went 4-2. And then I think even though Inglewood has actually had a pretty good start to the season, I think we lost the two games that we thought we would win, and of the other four, we won all four when we thought we would maybe win two of those. So we ended up with
the worst
record.
I thought up or down. To your competition.
Yeah.
So you actually did win your group. I just checked.
Okay.
By 6 points. But, you know, you were in regardless. But that loss was a little tough. But Inglewood's a solid team. But you did beat a really good Mesa team twice. You beat Knoxville by 25. That was a big win. Beat Boise. Lost to Flagstaff. That was an interesting one. They haven't had the best season. But you know what? You guys have been performing when you're here. You guys had a lot changing with Luke Davis leaving your starting lineup. You bring back four players from a Final Four squad from last year. But your star, Luke Davis, is out, and you move Andrew Brothers into the starting lineup, who's obviously a solid player, part of a 2-4 class and everything. How has he done transitioning into
He started at power forward last year, which was a little out of place for him, you know. I mean, but we had to go with our best five last year, regardless of the height and everything. And Luke Davis, I tried him in the past at power forward, and he just, you know, was not nearly as effective there. So we just put Brothers there kind of by default because we need his talent in the lineup, or we needed his talent in the lineup. Now this year, even though we lose Davis, we were able to pick up, you know, a big guy, so we were able to move Brothers down to something that's more probably more natural for him.
Yeah. So Max Holman's coming in, and he's played pretty fine. You know, not the most rebounds, but he's helping you guys out there at center right now. Only playing about half the minutes, but some of that's regular season too. What do you attribute? I don't know. What do you think? It's kind of crazy that, you know, you, I don't know. Would you say that your team was more talented last year?
I think our team was more talented last year just because of Luke Davis. And, you know, we had probably maybe a little more depth on the bench last year, maybe not in terms of scoring, but in terms of role players. But I guess this year, you know, we added our lineups a little bit bigger this year. And like I said, Brothers being able to move to a more sensible spot for him. We're able to play two true big guys in the post. And then we have our good sophomore guards who look like they've taken a little bit of a step up with the added opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And it's interesting just because, Callum Martin and Liam Pennell have just been playing really, really well. 60.2% true shooting, 62.8% through if you combine them. Both having really high assist numbers, not too many turnovers. So that's nice. Less turnovers than last year for Callum Martin. So I don't know. Would you say that those two, you know, those are the engine that kind of moves your offense?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, you know, because we, you know, and it's always, like I said, it League 31 is tough. You know, you're never going to be deep 1 through 12. So you just got to have a couple good players and hope they're good enough to stay on the floor and stay out of foul trouble. Because I don't think anybody is going to be super deep in this league. The recruiting is just too tough. So with those two guys being able to, you know, to a couple really solid scorers, Martin especially, you know, he was a dynamite high school player and he's kind of carried that over. So with those two guys, we have enough offense, and so we just need the other guys to kind of do what they're good at to have a chance.
For sure. So through your first three games, four games, Kyle Martin's just been playing really great, scoring 32, 31, 27 and 22. Pretty big efficiency on pretty much all the games. Not as much in the Cambridge game, but that was more of a defensive battle. Those four games that you've won so far have been huge wins. Some close games. Some, you know, the first one versus Pueblo was a 22-point game. Then an 8-point win over Cambridge, who's a really solid team. 13-point win over Hot Springs, who was hot at the time. And then Mesa was going running right through, and you beat them pretty well, 84 points. What's this run like been through the playoffs? You kind of mentioned how you didn't necessarily expect to be there at the championship, but here you are.
Yeah. The playoff games, I think, have been a little bit different than the ones that you see, like whether they're preseason or regular season. They've been more of a, I think, more defensive minded, probably because the teams are so good. So they're not going to be nearly as high scoring. You're getting the best of the best there. So, and we've played really good defense, and the offense has been good, you know, not otherworldly, but it's been enough. I think the defense has kind of been what's helped us there. We've held teams to about 40% shooting. And that's kind of what we're going to have to do, you know, because we need, if there are two guys that are scoring for us, if one of them has a little bit of an off night, we're going to have to play a little defense to win.
Yeah. So now you play Ann Arbor. Ann Arbor kind of got off to a little bit of a rough start in the regular season, but they came on strong, and they've been coming on really strong during these playoffs, kind of going through. They kind of found their lineup, what works, really relying on Dominic Zimmerman and Zachary Staples. How do you feel going up against those two and Devin Donovan?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I mean, Ann Arbor is obviously a really talented team. I think they're probably pretty similar to our team, in the sense that, you know, maybe not the deepest team, 1 through 10, but have two really – good offensive players, similar to us, and maybe some, you know, like their power forward is kind of their third option, and then kind of a defensive minded center. So I think we're pretty similar.
Yeah. What do you think about a team that, you know, shoots 20.5 three pointers per game? How do you feel? Like?
I feel like that's rare. I think in drive the lane, there are a few coaches that love to shoot a lot of threes, and I could probably count them on one hand because I know who some of them are throughout the different leagues. And Bradley seems to be one of them, and he has success with it. So we can't knock it. We're just gonna have to play good defense. I think typically we've been pretty good at defending the three this year, last year. So it's going to have to come through for us to have a chance.
What for you, what do you think the key is to this game?
It'll be interesting to see what Brad does with his lineup, because it looks like he shifts Lewis and Zimmerman between small forward and shooting guard. So I don't know if that's to get one of them a defensive matchup or to get Zimmerman the good offensive matchup. So I'm not exactly sure what he's going to do. So, I mean, I have a preference as to what I hope he does, which will be better for us, but we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, I think that's going to be the key for us, because I know what I want him to do, and we'll see if he follows through on that.
Yeah. So what would it mean for you to bring home this title?
I mean, meaning a lot, because we've, you know, it's a prestigious tournament. I mean, it gets bigger every year. I mean, everybody's trying to win it. You could see like how much participation there is. It just keeps growing with each season, and we've never been able to do it, even though we've had some good teams. So it'll be pretty cool to win it for a change.
Yeah. If you do win it, where will you, where do you want to put the trophy?
Oh gosh, that's a good question. I have to think about that one. Well, let's see. I'd have to find a good place here. Let's see. I got, on my desk, I got, let's see, I got some memorabilia here, so I'll have to stick it next to, I'm a big SoCal sports guy, so I'll have to stick it next to some of my my Angels and Ducks paraphernalia, okay. I guess, and some Chiefs stuff, too, because I'm a Chiefs fan. For
football, okay. So. Okay, sounds good, sounds good. Do you have, like, do you have a significant other you live with or anything like that?
No, I don't.
So you're alone. Okay, so you don't have to worry about running it by anybody or
no, I don't have to worry about it ruining the fashion decor or anything.
okay, great. Well, thanks so much for coming on, Coach. We really appreciate it, and best of luck to you in the game tomorrow.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Coach.